Def Ayin Aleph.
Ayin
Aleph. 71. Din. How many Dayanim were? How many Machlaikas in the first Mishnah, second Sanhedrin? Were the 70 Dayanim? No, it's okay. Were the 70s Machlaikas, the first Mishnah? In the second Sanhedrin, were there 70 Dayanim or the 71 Dayanim? Was Moshe part of the 70 or not? Remember that Mishnah? Let's learn the Mishnah. Nadra Hivi Asur.
Which Nadra? Forget, I'm sorry.
Ayin Aleph Amad Aleph. Nadra Vihi Arusa. Okay, here's the Mayas. The woman makes a Nadra, she's an Arusa. Okay, you have a woman between Erison and Sue Erison, right? An Arusa. She's 12 years old and she has Erison, the first part of marriage. You saw yesterday they had the Erison? You saw yesterday the marriage, you saw what was going on over there? They made a very big mistake there. Whatever, none of my business. Nadra Vihi Arusa. Let's say they made an Arusa Niskarsha Bobayom. What is the problem? Probably when a woman makes a neder, the clock is ticking. The father knows about it. She gets divorced from her husband, then she marries someone else, gets divorced.
What second? Who makes the net? The woman makes the neder.
Who is going to be made for the neder? Her father and her father.
That's
and
correct.
Her husband. The father finds out about it.
Yeah.
So the father only has until the day ends to be made for the neder. The clock is ticking.
Yeah.
And then Boba Yom, she gets married. Who has the power to be made for the
neder? It says in the Skarsha, I'm sorry.
She gets divorced. But first she has to get married.
Right.
Let's look at the Ran. Okay, so we remember we had this principle that a husband is allowed to be made for a neder that was made before he married her, only when she's a Nair Hamarasa. Let's take a step back. Let's say she's 20 years old,
yeah.
And when she was 18 years old, she made a neder,
yeah.
And then she gets married when she's 20 years old, and then the husband finds out that she made a neder when she was 18 years old. Can the husband be made for the neder? Absolutely not. No, a husband can only be made for a neder and cannot be made for the koydimin. He only can be made for a neder that was made after she got married. A husband cannot, and the husband from the Tugman when an adult in the suah.
I thought they could only be made for only makes the net after she becomes an arusa.
No, this is a general case. This is going back to general rule. We had this a lot of time. A woman who is that's an adult woman in the suah. She has Nisu and she's fully married to her husband.
Yeah.
And then the husband discovers that she made a neder before they got married. Can the husband be made for that neder?
No.
No.
Right.
That's called koydman.
Right.
A neder that was made previously before the marriage, the husband cannot be made for. Can a father, let's say, can a father be made for the neder but koydman? Of course. Not really no gay, because the father has always been her father. Father coming out. Now here is the chiddush. Let's say the point is, let's say, even though a husband cannot be made for a bekoidmin, but an oros,
yeah.
If a man marries a woman, let's say when she's 12 years and 3 months, and when she was 12 years and 1 day, she made a neder, but she got married 3 months later, and the husband now discovers that she made a neder before they got married,
yeah.
Can he be made for the neder? Yes.
Oh.
Why? Because he's not the only one being made for the neder. He's being made for the neder together with the father. So because the father can be made for the neder, the oros can also be participant in being made for the neder, even though it was koydim, it was before he got married to her.
So he could already, even though he could be made for her.
Even though she made the neder before they got married.
Right.
But if, let's say, she would be an adult,
yeah.
and the man would marry her, and they would have a full-fledged marriage, a nisuin,
yeah.
And then he would discover, so in that situation, the only one that has power to be made for is the husband.
And then he discovered that she made a neder
before they got married.
When she was an arusa.
No, lav dafka, any point in time. When she was 15 years old, she made a neder. And now she's 20 years old and they get married. And he discovered that she has a neder upon her from the time she was 15 years old. The husband cannot be made for a neder.
I want to understand why.
It's called koydimin.
What's the difference between the first example and the second example?
Very good. The first example, the reason why the oros can be made for a neder that was made.
When you're saying the aris, you're talking about the man. The man
is the aris. He marries. They do the first part of marriage, and whenever you only have erisin, and she's not yet 12 years and 6 months, as we learned many times, the halacha is she needs two people together to be made for her neder. Her father.
If she's not 12 years and six months. That's a bagaris.
Right, so before a bagaris. It's not like a litvak when you say it like this.
I'm just imitating you.
We're damaging you, your tradition.
Yeah.
It sounds like a litvak. Soon he's going to start saying mikudesh with about zoo.
It's about Zo.
He's going to say when he gets married, but about Zo. Blame it on us. Yeah. So.
When she was single, how many people did
you need? When she was single, so only her father. You know, what do you mean? What do you mean single?
No, so I'm saying she made a neder when she was single, and now she's a mara.
There's no such thing.
She was a cut.
No such thing. There's no such thing as a neder when she's a katana. And 11 years old, when she's 11 years old, so the Ran said there's no chilik, all these halachas of Nara Hamarah, so the Ran said it's lavdafka Nara, the Ran's in the Farish, lavdafka Nara, even when Nidorecha Nidbokin, even when her vows are examined when she's 11 years and one day. So let's not go there. Let's not go to the even the word Nara means literally between 12 and 6 months. If she made a neder,
up to 12 and 6 months.
The cutoff point is 12 and 6 months. Nara censor, and Nairus begins literally at 12 years. Okay, let's just, for the moment now, just focus on that on 12 years. Let's focus on
under,
those 6 months.
Under 12 is a katana. Okay.
Correct. Let's just focus now, for the sake of simplicity, between 12 and 12 and 6 months. She gets married. Let's say first case. Let's review. First case. A woman makes a neder. So who's made for the neder? She's single. She's 12 years old. She makes a neder. Who is made for her neder? Her father.
Yeah,
that's it, Pasha. There's nothing to discuss. That's not called Koidman, because the father was her father from day one. The whole concept of Koidman doesn't exist by a father.
Only by
a
husband, right.
Or by a husband. Yeah. Now, let's say
she
gets married. So now, because she's not yet 12 years and 6 months, she's only a Naira, and she did not yet have Nisuin. So what is the halacha? Who is made for the neder?
When you say Nisuin, what about Arison?
She has Arison and not Nisuin.
But it doesn't make a difference when she made the neder before Arison or after Arison?
Exactly. It doesn't make exactly the
it
point.
Does?
It does not.
Does
exactly.
Not
exactly.
And then she gets married.
No, she's 12 years old. She's not married.
Right.
And she makes a neder.
Yeah.
Now she's 12 years and 3 months.
Yeah.
She meets Prince Charming.
She becomes
and she has Arison only.
Yes.
Then the husband, on the day after they get married, discovers that she made a neder.
Hold on a second. She has Eris in 12 and 3 months.
Correct.
But then she has to get. And then she gets.
No Nisuin now. She's not having Nisuin.
Okay, then it's okay. Then
no
okay.
Nisuin.
Okay.
We're going to wait.
Last time, learned last time that it's the father and her and the husband to be.
Yes, 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 together. Yes. Together, yes, exactly, exactly. It's exactly what we're saying. Let's review again. Let's review.
Over it again tonight. We learned it last time. No? He dies, she remarries.
Okay, we're getting. Wait. We'll go one thing at a time. We have a new sugya tonight. One thing at a time. I an aleph, I'm an aleph. We can't even get to the first word. One thing at a time.
Right.
One thing at a time. A woman, let's go through the case. She's 12 years old. Mazel tov. Bas mitzvah. By the chassid, they don't do that.
Nay.
12. The chassid, okay. 12 years old. She is bas mitzvah. She makes a neder. Could you imagine? She will never drink wine the rest of her life.
Okay.
Then, 12 years and 3 months, she has Arison. Arison. Right now. Now, it's 12 years, 3 months, and 1 day.
Yeah.
And she makes an announcement. I want the world to know, my father sit down, my husband sit down. I want to tell you guys, guess what? I made a neder, and I will never drink wine my whole life. So what is the halacha?
Yeah.
Her father. And her husband,
yeah.
they together, both of them, both must together,
yeah.
don't mamash bevasachas, they have to be made for the neder, and the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking.
Right?
One day. Okay, one day, the clock is ticking. By the end of the day, by the end of
from
sundown.
From when she made the neder? No.
No. From the time they find out.
Oh, I understand.
From the time when she is megalish, she's megalish to her father.
What happens both of them and the father is made for?
Let's do
one day and the next day the
let's
husband.
Let's do one case. No, it's too late already. Let's do one case at a time. One thing at a time. She reveals to both of them, I made a neder.
No.
What is the halacha? Avia ubala mefirin nidoreha. Okay, so right now the clock is ticking. By the time
even though she met the nether before he got married.
Oh, excellent! But in this case, when did she make the nether? When she was 12 years old. When did she get married? When she was 12 years and 3 months.
Hey.
So the nether that she made with regard to her husband is called koydmin.
Yeah.
Right? Now, ordinarily, if a woman gets married a little later in life when she's 20 years old, and it turns out that she made a nether when she was 18 years old, the husband cannot be made for the nether. Why not? Because that's called koydmin. The husband can only be made for a neder that she made while she was married to him.
Right.
So over here, what's going on? She was 12 years old, she made a neder. She gets married as erisin when she's 12 years and 3 months.
Right.
It is discovered her neder 12 years, 3 months, and 1 day.
Right.
And the halacha is her husband, together with her father, can and should be made for her neder. But wait a minute, her husband, how could her husband be made for the neder? But the neder was made before she had erisin.
Exactly.
So the answer is, because the husband is not acting alone, he's acting only in partnership with her father, the koyach of the father gives the husband the koyach to be made for afilu bekoydmin.
And when not? When does that not work?
That doesn't work. It always works until she's 12 years and 6 months. Once she's 12 years and 6 months, then the father is out of the game. So then she's stuck. And let's say once she has Nisuin, then she's under the total jurisdiction of her husband, no matter
what.
And then the regular rule applies where the husband cannot be mayfair a ned that was made before.
So very quickly, if she makes a nether when she 12 years, and let's say five months later, she becomes an erisin, and then shortly after she gets married, then it's too late.
Once she has erisin,
right
now we're only dealing with a period of time called erisin.
That's exactly.
So now here we have a complication. A woman gets married, a woman exactly in this matzav, same exact matzav. She makes them when she's 12 years old, then she gets married when 12 years into when she gets married. And then she reveals the neder. She reveals the neder to her father and to her husband.
Yeah.
So right now the clock is ticking.
Yeah.
They have until the end of the day to be made for the neder.
Yeah.
And then she says, she pulls a fast one on everyone. She says to her husband, I want out of this marriage. Now. So what does she do?
As an erisin.
From the erisin.
Yeah, yeah.
Husband says, fine, gives her a get. Right now, at this moment in time, we learned this 2 days ago, at this moment in time, what happens
now? So the
father
can be Mayfair.
The father has full control.
Right.
But before the father has a chance to be Mayfair, she marries a second person. So right now, so she messed up her father. Father now had control, but no more. No more Nisroikna. It goes to the second, because now that she has, then she tells her husband she made a neder. And then she says to husband number two, you know what? I want out of this marriage as well. I went out of this marriage. She gets divorced. What happens when she gets divorced?
But one second. Well, let's say if she remarried. She becomes an erisin to the second husband. Then what's the halacha?
The second husband now is needed to be made for the neder. The father.
Oh, so it could still be.
The father like a yo-yo. The father, when the day started before the marriage, he was the only one that can be made for the neder. She gets married. Now the father needs the husband. She gets divorced. Nisroikna. Now the father is the only one can be made for.
Right.
Okay. Then she marries someone else.
Right.
Oh, now the father is handicapped. He can't do it alone. Okay. So it goes back and forth. Okay. Let's see the rod. Okay. You're gonna go out. You're gonna lose the flow of the Gemara. I can't go do this stuff. Mishnah. Nadra. Look at the rod. Let's look at the rod. The rod of Nadra. He arusa of your balu achrim from nederecha. The others made for bekoidmin. Bishutfis. Vahai dinokat niskar shabu bayoyim. We're dealing here in the case where I'm reading the Ran, third line.
Where are you?
I'm reading the Ran of Ayin Aleph Omud Aleph in the Ran, the third line down in the Ran. Third line down. The reason why it says here that she got Bo Bayom, because we're dealing in a case where the father already knows about it. If the father already knows about it, you have to tell the husband, because then it's not going to work. The father's time is running out. De Beshama Askinon, the Shama Arus, or Shama Av. This is a very important halacha. This is a confusing halacha. You don't say that each one has their own time clock. You don't say that. It's very easy to make a mistake and think that when it says It means each one has their own zman. No, if one of them knows, you better go call up the other one and tell him, because if because you need them both. If the one that finds out, his opportunity is going to expire when the day is over, and what he does is not sufficient. He needs the other person to help him, and if his time expires, then it's over. There's nothing more that he can possibly do. And the other person, the other person's too late, because you have to be within the same time. Both of you have to be within the same time frame. He's saying a big, even a bigger chiddush. The cave, the shama chad minayu, v'loy hefer kaima l'nidra, u'megumar v'shaklid v'tan heiminayu shama oris ayavia. Once one of them heard, v'loy hefer kaima l'nidra. So it's a little bit confusing over here. But if he's not mefer, let's say he is mefer. Let's say in detaka he is mefer. If he's silent, if he knows about it and doesn't say anything, then for sure when the day is over, that's it, it's too late. Here, let's say Itaka is Mefer. I don't remember. We'll see. We'll probably end up seeing the Sumdug anyway. So back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah of Yira says, Nadra, she makes an edvi. He, Arusa, the Scar, she gets divorced. Baba Yom, on that very day. The Sar, said Baba Yom, Afilu Meya, Avia Ubaila, Acharoin, Mefidin Nidoreha. We go back and forth. When the husband divorces her, then he's out of the picture. Then it goes, it goes to the second husband. Zeaklal kol shlo yotzalushus atzma shachas avia ubayla ha'achroin meyifidin nidoreha. Okay. Now I'm confused. Do you know this halacha? When we learned about nisroikna, nisroikna is by misa, is it by the gerishin also? I don't remember. All right, let's go back to minolan. How do we know this? Minolan. Let's see the gemara. Right, when we said Nisroikna, did it say Niskarsha? Maybe it's, I don't remember what it said.
Died.
Okay, let's see the Gemara. We'll see the Gemara. Right, okay, let's see the Gemara. These things will come up in the Gemara. How do we know this? How do we know the Oris Acharon Mefer Nidodim Shaniru L'Oris Rishon? How do we know that if a woman gets divorced and remarries, the second Oris takes over? He has full jurisdiction together with her father to make for the. How do you know this halach? What's the makar? Amar Shmuel makra vim hayoy, the same pasuk we had the last 2 days. Vim hayoy siya leish unidoreho olecha nidorim shayu olecha kvar. It says here unidoreho olecha, the nidorim that were already this is koydmin. So vim olecha shayu olecha kvar dilma affect the gemara. How do you know that this referring to? Referring to where she got divorced. The Dilma Hanimil Shloy Nirul Oris Rishon. How do you know? When the pasuk says Vim Hoyoy Siel Ish Unidoreho Olecha, she already has upon her Nidorm from the past. Okay, so that's teaching you Koidmin.
Yeah.
But maybe we can limit the case to this is her first husband. Yeah. How do you know this halacha applies even when she had a different husband? Maybe once she had a husband, and that husband was now given jurisdiction, if she gets divorced, she's messed up. It doesn't leave. A second husband cannot replace the first husband. How do you know that if she gets divorced, it's severed? And then when she marries a second husband, he now takes over that control. The Dilma Hane Miliheka the Shloy Nirul Oris Rishon Aval Nidam Shnirul Oris Rishon Loy Matsi Mefer Oris Acharon. The Gemara says, you're right. We would have to say such a thing. The only reason why, if she marries a second person on that very same day, we would say that the second husband cannot be Mefer her Nidanim.
Just opposite. I thought we came to conclusion could and you bring a riot.
The Gemara now wants to know the Makar.
Oh.
Okay, we lost our chavim over here. They disappeared. We went out.
Recording in progress.
What does shachas means?
One moment. Yeah, you back. I know.
What does shachas mean?
You hear me now? You hear me now? Hello,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't see you, though.
Yeah, we hear you.
All right. Something went wrong over here.
What does shachas mean, the Mishnah? Shachas.
One moment. You don't have
visuals?
Well, let's see what happens. Give it a moment. Do you see me? Hello?
A bragra, she goes out in the rishus
no,
of her father.
No, we cannot see you. I cannot see you.
All right.
I hear you.
I'm going to reboot. Just hold on 1 second, okay? Give me 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
A bragra, she goes out of the rishus of her father, yeah?
Correct. So when's the next wedding?
What?
When's the next wedding you going to?
I don't know if I'm going to go.
When?
It's my Rob's Einiko and somewhere in Barb. I don't know if I'm going to go.
Why
unless if they have, unless if they're going to serve corned beef on clubs.
Did you take the candle home yesterday?
What?
The candle? Take home the candle?
Wow,
took
you have a good memory. God,
did you take it home?
I have plenty.
Plenty? You never know. Each one of those is cool.
You have a good memory. Wow.
Computer is
that
not working.
That was several years ago.
Galaxy Note is not working.
I remember you were doing it.
I was not doing it. Why do you say that's not nice? That's not true.
No.
I never did it. Why do you say that's not true?
So you never heard of such a thing.
I would never do that.
Okay.
Never would do that.
I take back. But why do it this? You know it's a schus. You do one mitzvah, and with that you do another mitzvah.
Yes.
No?
Avada.
I have from a previous wedding, two avdala candles from a while back, and I use it every matzah Shabbos. It's gval de gazach.
Gval. Why do you accuse me of that?
Because it's okay. I take. I'm sorry.
Mochalach.
We have to do the Torah Tadarim after Mar.
Yeah.
No,
could
I'm
do
serious.
Tomorrow. Could do tomorrow. I can't. I'm very
tomorrow?
Busy.
Okay.
Tomorrow's the Rav.
There's Rav. This is very important, this on Thursday Durham.
All right.
I am sorry.
It's
I don't
fine.
Know
it's fine.
How long does it take? 5 minutes?
I can't get them on the phone here. We have to do it on the phone. Yeah. I can't get them back on here. I have to do it on the phone. I'll try one more time. They're going to leave.
Can I tell you something while you're doing that? Are you being distracted?
No, you can tell me.
But if once they go on, I don't want them to hear. I want to make the Torah Dharam. I'm informing you of making the Torah Dharam. Because I got very upset with my mother, Zangazan, okay. 2 days ago. We were talking about, she said, oh, I'm so angry. She said something about, I'm not going to give you a bracha Friday night. So I says, you don't have to ever. I have moments I regret after saying
okay,
it.
You told me. I know. You don't have to tell anyone else.
Okay. I never...
Recording in progress.
Okay, well, you got it.
Got it. Okay, we're back, everybody. We're back. Welcome back. Vite, you hear me? Mr. Rapport, you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, you can hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Loud and clear.
You see me?
Yes, loud and clear.
You see me? I see you.
Loud and clear.
Okay, let's go. Okay, back. So the Gemara says, you write in Chanami, the Gemara says, Oris Achron, Olecha, Kro, Yiseru. The Gemara says the word Olecha. The word Olecha is an extra verse. It says, Unidoreha, Olecha. The word Olecha is redundant. And the word Olecha is coming to teach you, even if she was married multiple times on the same day, the last Oris takes control of this the koyach to be made fair of the nedarim.
It says, "Mami yitzil ish." That's referring to she got engaged, not married, not the suem, but arusa.
Olecha, correct. Look at the ran. Go all the way down to the ran, middle of the page. On the middle of the ran, it's olecha kro yiserhi kloimar kol. In the middle of the page, olecha kro yiserhu loimar kol nedarim sholech vafilu niru laarus rishon. Okay, the word olecha is an extra word in the pasuk. The pasuk can be constructed. Im hayosielo ish. How you say it? Without word olecha? Unidorecha? No, I don't know. Imhoyosielo ish. What does the whole pasuk say? I don't know. Unidorecha? Oh no, you're right. It's simple, very simple. Imhoyosielo ish unidorecha. Oy mifta siforseha. Asher Osral Nafshah.
You're missing a word.
You're missing a word, right. Olecha.
No, that's exactly the point. Exactly the point. You don't need the word Olecha. The Pasuk could just simply say, Vim Hoyoy Siel Ish Unidoreha Oy mivta sifaseha asher osra al nafsha. Why do you need the word oleha? The pasuk could have completely omitted the word oleha, and we would not even know the difference. The reason the word is there, it's a drasha, to teach you that even if she married multiple times, bo bayom on that very day, it's within 24 hours, it's within the day of the father.
Bo bayom multiple times,
but the point is, but that's not, but the main point is that do not suggest, if not for this pasuk, you would think that once a woman gets married, there's a chalois. The chalois is the one that is made for the nether is her father and her husband. If she gets divorced from that husband, she's nishtahi nishtaher. The Torah gave her husband, the first husband, the koyach to be mefer. If she gets divorced, she's stuck. That koyach to be mefer does not come back with her into her domain or to her father so that she can then give it to the second husband. It's stuck with the first husband.
What happens if the husband dies?
Same exact thing. Nisroikna. Okay, I hear you want to make a chil between dying and being divorced. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know the Gemara. I don't know the answer. Right now, let's, for the sake of simplicity.
But if she doesn't remarry, then she's stuck. The father cannot be made for her. He doesn't have full power.
Then it goes back to her. No, so that's the question. Is Nisroikna by divorce? I don't remember. I don't remember the halach. It's probably Ferish in the Mishnah. Right now, I prepare almost nothing for this. Nice. Let's just the basic. What it says in the Gemara. You're asking really good questions. I'm embarrassed to tell you. I don't know. Nice. I didn't prepare. Just get the basic. You saw this. What it says in the Mishnah. We're discussing here for the moment exclusively a divorce, and the Gemara is telling us that if not for the word olecha, you would argue that when she gets married. At that moment in time, the Torah has been megale, that the koyach to release her falls upon two parties, her husband and her father. Now, and that's it. You're stuck. That's where it starts. That's where it ends. If she will now get divorced, she's in no man's land or no woman's land, because the father, she made a neder, and the Torah told us the one that can be made for that neder is her father and her husband. By getting divorced, it's a given that the father, the husband, can no longer be mefer, because he's no longer because he is no longer her bala. That's a given. They don't need a pasuk for that. The Torah said avia ubayla. Once there is no, he is no longer her bala, so he can no longer be mefer. But does that mean that the bala gives that koyach of hafara back to her or to her father? Doesn't say. It doesn't say. And the pasha says no. Once he gets it, he keeps it. He keeps it. Can he use it? He can't use it because he's no longer married to her. But if there's a divorce, does he give it back to her? Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. So if she'll then go marry another husband, the second husband, no one handed him the torch. No one gave him the koyach to be mefer. That koyach of afar was given to the first husband. The Torah said about him, avia ubayla mefidir nidoreha. The Torah gave it to him. You keep it. You get divorced. He's not giving it back.
But there's a new bala on the horizon.
Why do we not assume? Because the Torah already...
But the koyach is, who's her bala at this point? She's got a new bala, all right?
It's a love of art.
You only have one father. But you can have a new husband.
Okay, you're asking very, very good. You're asking very, very good. But this, the Gemara is making this suggestion. You want to see the Ran and how the Ran has learned the Kash? Look at the Ran. The Ran, Dibra Maskel, Vidilma, Hani Mili Hecha, Shaloi Nirul Arus Rishon, Shaloi Shama. Oh, you know something? You're saying good. I made a mistake. I don't learn Shalom the Gemara right. He's saying something very, very good. He says over here, Shaloi Shama. The first husband, maybe the case is going where the first husband never heard. You're saying very good. The case going with the first, maybe the only time we have this halacha is where the first husband never even heard there was a neder. Avol ben adam shenir li aris rishon loy motzi mefer aris acharin. Because the way I explained it, no, it's not necessarily a stupid way I explained it. Let's see. Avol shenir li aris rishon loy motzi mefer aris acharin. The kevan diniru li rishon loy nisroikna rishos li aris acharin ela la'av. Oh, see, I told you we would discover all these things. It goes to the father, ki de muchach le'el, mi'akesha de havayos, hilchach neima, de nedorim shnir le'oris rishon, oris achon command de lesa dami u'mefer av. Okay, so he's saying very good over here. In his first parish, he's saying like this. This was the previous daf, which I didn't learn. The previous daf said, that if a man marries a woman and then they get divorced, okay, the man, a man marries the woman, an arusa.
Yeah.
So at this moment in time, who's made for the neder? Avia ubaila.
Yeah.
Let's say they get divorced. So the yesterday's daf, mermaid of drasha, is that this din of nisroikna. What's nisroikna? Just like when the husband dies, the same exactly when the husband dies. When the husband dies, the koyach of hafara goes back to husband, goes back exclusively to the father.
Yeah.
So when they get divorced, the koyach to be mefer goes back exclusively to the father.
Yeah.
The Torah now has returned the koyach through a drasha of being mefer the neder to
when
they get divorced.
Okay.
So now the father exclusively.
But you said before, you didn't say, you said otherwise.
All right. I didn't say otherwise. Ranavir is telling us clear that when the husband divorces this woman,
yeah,
this that the husband had a 50% koyach to be made for the neder, that 50% koyach is transferred back to the father.
So there's no difference if the husband's alive or alive.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Ran is saying, when the Torah went and gave it back to the father, the koyach of giving it to the father is so powerful, it will never leave the father, even if she gets married a second time. What would be a svara? No, I'll give you an example. The Rambam, famous Rambam. The Rambam writes Beferish. If a person was, there are two people in front of you. One person never ever came in contact with Tumah. He was born on an island, Kippa Gabi Kippa, never ever came in contact with Tumah. And another person was Tumah. He came in contact with every Tumah in the world. And he goes, and that person then goes to Mikvah. He goes through the whole process of Tyre and he comes out of the Mikvah. So right now we have in front of us two people. One person was never ever ever Tumah. And one person was Tumah and became Tar. Which one is Tar? Is more Tar? I don't remember the exact words. Which one is more Tar? The Rambam says the one that was Tumah.
Really?
And went to Mikvah. Why? Because the Torah said about him that he's Tar. The Torah says, the Torah never said anywhere in the Torah that if you were never Tumah, you're Tar. The Torah says, if you're Tumah, you go through the process and you come out of the Mikvah. Oh, v'rochatz b'sodai b'mayim v'toher. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that a person that was never Tameh, it was never Tameh. This is exactly the same thing over here. Over here you have a woman.
Wow.
A woman gets married, right? A woman who makes a neder, who's matter the neder? The father's matter the neder. Okay, very good. She gets married. Wonderful. Now, half of the power of hafara is transferred to who? To her husband.
Right.
Husband divorces her.
Yeah.
Along comes the Torah through a drasha. And you're getting divorced? You're getting divorced? We're now going to take the koyach of hafara that your husband had and we're going to give it to your father.
Yeah.
So the Torah is making a statement through a drasha. We're giving the koyach of hafara to your father.
Yeah.
When the Torah gives it to the father, the Torah doesn't take it away.
Right.
The koyach of giving is so powerful, it does not. So now she remarries. She marries a second husband.
Yeah.
He doesn't get it. Who says the second husband gets it?
Exactly.
Who says he gets
it? The father has the koyach of the first husband.
No, he doesn't have. That's exactly what we're trying to say, that the father, the first husband gets power, but not the second husband. Because
That koyach was transferred back to the father.
When the Torah takes the koyach away of husband number one and gives it to the father, the koyach of giving is so powerful, it will never leave the father ever again.
Yeah.
When the father first had it, the Torah didn't give it to him. It's a more natural thing. It's like you were born tar. A woman is a child of a father, and the woman makes a neder. So who's made for the neder? Naturally, the father's made for the neder. Is it because the Torah gave the father a koyach, a special koyach to be made for? Torah Taka did do so, but it even though it did do, it's natural. It's a natural koyach that the father has to be made for her nedarim. Easy come, easy go. The father's ability to be made for her neder when she was from the very beginning was weak. So now when she gets married, so the husband comes and takes it away. When the husband divorces her, the Torah goes out
who
of
takes
its...
It, who takes it away? The husband.
The husband.
No, the husband has a chelik.
Fine, that's what I mean. I mean a chelik. That's what I mean. When the husband now dies, the husband divorces her, the Torah came along with an iron fist and a sledgehammer and went and took the koyach hafara of her husband and gave it back to the father.
Well, why can't we say it's only temporarily? Just like, for example, before she got married, only the father had a right to demefer. She gets married to...
So the Ran is saying a svara. The Ran is saying...
Now she gets divorced. All right, it falls back to the father. Why do we say that's a permanent...
No, look at the words of the Ran. We never heard them. Why not? Once husband number one had the opportunity to be Mayfair, and then he divorces her. So what happens when he divorces her? So you want to suggest, like you're saying, well, the second man will come along and take it. He'll chap the second husband. Loy nisroig nerushos la'oris acharon, ela la'av, kidemuchach la'el, me'kesha de'havayas adrasha, hilkach, neima. These are the key words. And obviously these words need to be defined under a microscope and look carefully how all of the other rishonim deal with the same exact kasha to understand the depth of nisroikna when she gets divorced and how it compares to nisroikna by death and how it interplays with marrying another man later on. But the words of the Ran are hilkach, neima. If not for the pasuk aleha, we would say the nedarim sheniru l'oris rishon, oris acharon kiman delesa dami. He doesn't exist. Umefer av. He's not saying very much. The Ran is really leaving this very abstract. You have to really go look at other rishonim. I try to say an idea. I don't know if what I'm saying is right. Inami. Okay, now he goes to a whole new idea. Inami. Another answer. Neima. Dikavon diga arus v'loy motzi mefer av. Dikavon diga arus v'loy motzi mefer. Period. Av nami loy motzi mefer. Dibemakoim arus av loy mefer luchude. Okay, he's saying that everyone's messed up. According to the Ran's first interpretation, the Ran says that in between arus number one, arus number two, the father alone has power. According to the Ran's second interpretation, even in between Aris Rish and Aris Sheni, even then the father has no power. The father is also hopeless. Once the father loses it, he never gets it back, and then she's stuck forever. Came like Nitche, like Kutchen.
You were saying, Rabbi Levine, again, unless I misunderstood what you said, that once the father has it after the divorce, that's it. It's with him exclusively.
Correct. That's the first shot. The second shot, yeah.
Second time, what would the Ran say?
The Gemara is saying, if not for the pasuk of Oleho.
Well, with the pasuk of Oleho.
Oh, that's the Maskana. Yeah, we know that. That we know. We're trying to understand the Lundis. Of course, the Gemara, the pasuk Oleho is coming to teach us. Everyone agrees. The pasuk Oleho is coming to teach us that the Oros Acharoin is back in business. It's the Oros Acharoin together with the father. That's the maskana. But the Gemara is saying, if we need a pasuk to teach us that, if not for the pasuk of Oleha, we would say something different. What would we say? We would say for sure that the husband can't do anything. What about the father? Could the father, in the meantime, can he do something? So the Ran is presenting two different mahalachim. And according to the first mahalach, yes. And the second mahalach, no. Okay, let's go a little bit more wide. Maybe the more you learn, the more things become clear.
And that extra word comes to tell us that what?
That the Oros Acharon, the word Olecha, is coming to teach us that if a woman gets divorced and she marries a second husband, the second husband, together with her father, can be made for the neder.
But didn't you say we don't have to come to the husband? Because the koyach of the father, of the husband gets transferred.
Only in between. That's the dilemma. Only in between the time of divorce.
When the time of the divorce and the time that she remarries.
Remarries. We're discussing specifically.
But once she remarries, then he have to come into the.
Well, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. That if not for the pasuk of Oleha, we would conclude that once she gets divorced, if she remarries, the second husband cannot be mefer the neder.
But doesn't the Mishnah say you could?
The Mishnah, because the
Without the word Oleha,
right. The Mishnah is going lefi the maskana.
I got it.
Now Tanya Chavosei de Shmuel. Okay, now the Rana is saying even more.
But if she doesn't remarry, she could be the father could be made for her.
It's not
as if the husband.
If she does not remarry, so that's the machlokes in the Rana. The Rana we are saying, and it's also, by the way, it's not only if she does not. It's not only in between. It's even if she does remarry, if not for the pasuk of Oleha.
Yeah.
If not for the pasuk of Oleha.
Yeah.
What would happen to this woman? Would the father still be able to be made for the neder?
Oh.
So the Rana in this first interpretation says yes. Once we get rid of the first husband,
so it's irrelevant whether she remarries or not.
Right, it's mashed. According
to
the
second shot,
the second shot is she's stuck. The father, the I don't know what would be in the second shot. If in between, it's mashma. In between, the father does have the power, but once she marries to a second husband, no one has the power. She's stuck. The Ran says two mahalchim. In between marriage number one and marriage number two, it's a drasha. Correct. In between marriage number one and marriage number two, the Ran presents the Gemara in Daf Ayin, where it says, Havayis, the father, there's a din of nisroikna. Okay? A woman is married, she gets divorced. During that time of divorce, nisroikna. The father is the Baal Habas.
Right.
Then she marries a second husband.
Right.
So the Rana says, so what do we do now?
Yeah.
Now we have a new Balabayas here, the husband.
Yeah.
But she's only an Arusa, she's only a Naira.
Yeah.
So the Rana says, what would the halacha be if we did not have the pasuk of Oleha? He says, I have two choice A and choice B. You can go with a lamda shemahalech, that when she marries husband number two, the father is the only one that's going to be mefer. Once the father gets it, it never leaves forever. The second pair is just no. The father gets it in between marriage one and marriage number two, but once she marries, the father loses it. But that does not mean she has a solution. No one get the father
maybe
loses.
She loses his own.
The father no longer has exclusive rights.
I got it. Yeah.
But the husband can't do it either. So what happens to her? She's stuck. No one can be made for the nether. Look, if we only learned this Ran, it'll be Kedai. Look at the Ran again.
Where's this Ran again?
The Ran is after he gets wine.
The Ran,
the Yamaskel, Avol Nedarim. Avol Nedarim, Shneur Le'aris Rishon, Loi Motzi, Meif Aris Acharoin. The Kevon, the Nero Le'rishon, once Nero Le'rishon, Loi Nisroik, Nero Shus Le'aris Acharoin. If not for the Pasuk of Oleha, we would never give power to the second husband. Ella, who would we give power to?
Ella Lav.
Oh, El Alaaf. The Ran says that if she marries husband number two, who's made for the neder during the second marriage?
Father.
Oh, wow. How does the father get koyach to do that? How does the father get koyach? K'dimuch le'el? Because that was the previous staff. The previous staff says, Mekesh davas drasha. Okay, the drasha, whatever the drasha is. Havayis v'choyoy siyeh. There are two choyoy. Choyoy siyeh. We actually learned this. But put it aside, that Gemara. Hilch, therefore, Nemo, Dinadodim. These are the key words. Dinadodim, Shenir l'aris rishoyin. And then she gets divorced. No one disagrees that while she is divorced, the father has the power to be made for the neder alone.
Right.
But when she marries number two,
the
Nedarim Shneur L'Aris Rishon, Aris Achron, Kiman, Delesei Dami. Even though she marries husband number two, we ignore his existence. And the only one that can be made for the neder, even when she's married to husband number two, will be Umefer Ho'af.
Yeah.
If we did not have the pasuk of Oleha,
yeah.
Ran's second parish, Inami, if we did not have the pasuk of Oleha, when she marries husband number two, she's stuck. She had a window of opportunity in between husband number one and husband number two.
Neima.
Inami, Neima, Dekevan, Deiko, Orus, being that there is an Orus, number two, Veloy Motse Mefer Av, Veloy Motse Mefer, when she marries number two, can number two Mefer? No, because we don't have a pasuk for that. Memela, Av, Nami, Loy Motse Mefer. You see the difference?
Yeah.
Big difference. Dibimokoim Orus, because there is an Orus, she is under the jurisdiction of another person. So therefore, there should ordinarily be a Shutvis. But because it's the second husband, it's not the first husband, and there was a din of Nisroikna went into effect, the Koyach of Nisroikna is going to ruin the ability for the second man to take, to get back that Koyach.
Yeah.
And what are the consequences? So the second parish, you're stuck nishtahi nishtaher. Mitzad echad, he's not getting it back. He's not getting it. But mitzad sheni, he has enough of it to prevent the father from being able to be mefer alone. So she's going to be stuck. Inami demakam aris avle mefer luchut. So we have a lona shemachloikis, and the Ran is presenting two different stadim, and obviously this needs a lot of explanation to understand. We're missing some of the details over here to understand the lomdis of how all this will work. The machlekes, this is a good Rosh Yeshiva shir to explain the machlekes over here between the two mahalchim in the Ran. The two mahalchim, what is the status of this woman when she marries husband number two? Will the father retain his koyach to be mefer lechudei? Okay, two mahalchim in the Ran. Now we go now. And how do we all know this? But what's the maskana? All this becomes irrelevant. It's
a
moot.
Husband has.
Because it says in the pasuk Oleha.
Right.
Oleha zakra yisera, lidrasha, to teach you that the Baal Hasheni.
Why is it kra yisera? It's a word yisera. It's an
extra word. Kra yisera, it's a pasuk. That's an expression. It's an extra word, fine. And that extra pasuk gives the Baal Hasheni, the Baal Acharein, the same exact koyach as the Baal Rishain. Memela, there's going to be a shutvis, and both of them together must be made for together. Now the Rebbe brings a right hand, Chavos, in this room, we have a pasuk. We have a pasuk. We have a nine hamadosa. Avi Baal Mefer in the Derecha. Keitza, what's the case? Shama Vihar. Let's say we have all different cases now. Shama Vihar, the father hears Vehefer law, and the father is Mefer immediately. Okay, this is not our case yet. We have to go through the little case. And the husband doesn't have a chance to hear Ad Shemes until the Baal dies. Okay? Then what happens? The father is Mefer. The husband never found out about it. And then the husband dies. That's not what we need yet. We have to get to a few cases over here. Ad Shemes. And then Vinis Arsa Bo Bayom. And she marries someone else. A Baal Sheni. Yeah, a second husband. Ve'afilu, even if the second husband also dies. This case is not a case of divorce. This is a case of death. Ve'afilu me'ya pam avia ubayla achren mefider nidoreha. That's not a chiddush. That's not such a big chiddush over here, because in this case the husband did not even find out about it. Now is the part of the Gemara that we need to be a tanya chavasei de Shmuel. Ready for this part? Shama Baila. Let's say Taka, her husband, did hear. Her husband heard about a neder. V'hoferla. And he was Mefer. That's not okay. That's not, we have to go. Hoferla. V'loi hispik ho'av l'shmoya ad shemes ha'ba. V'loi hispik ho'av l'shmoya. And the father did not hear ad shemes ha'bal. Oh, the Baal died. Nisroikna.
What's it? Ad shemes ha'bal, yeah.
Okay, so the Baal was Mefer. The Baal was Mefer. Shama Baal of Hefilu. The Baal was Mefer. The husband dies. So now, because the husband dies, we learned this. It's like Dvarim B'Telem. B'Telem U'Mevutalem. He has to wait until the day is over. Since he did not make it out to the end of the day, because his hafara was incomplete, the father did not yet participate. So
the
his
father didn't hear it.
Right. So therefore, Meila Achmes Choyzah Av.
Didn't the Ran Paskin before on Daf Samaches Samaralat at the bottom if the husband died afterwards, it says, he said there, Kibin Afagav to Machi, Maisele Baal, Otto Rasavayov, Sarah Lahafer, Chelik Abal, Imchel Koy.
So, right, that's what the father should do. Nisraikna, excellent, right. But that's not a different case now. The husband dies. So at this moment in time, less man the polig, nisraikna. Right now, the father has full jurisdiction. The father has the neifer. But the father
doesn't know about it yet.
He does know about it. He finds out about it right away.
Yeah.
But the father did not
do... Oh, you mean he didn't know about it while the husband was alive? I got it. Okay, yeah.
And now, but before the father had a chance to taka do the whole thing, do it, she remarried someone else. She chapter right and married someone else. Oh, so now it's the Oris Acharon. So what's halacha now? Achemeso Abal. Choyzo Avu Mefer.
Was the father Hefer her alone before she married the second guy? Did he Hefer?
No, he did not. He did not. That's what he should do. He did not. He did not.
He's holding out.
He's holding out. And then in the meantime, when he holds out, what happens? She's going to marry someone else. We have to go through the case. Achemeso Abal. Choyzo Avu Mefer. Chelko Shobal. So that we did not discuss our case yet. This we're not up to our case yet. Omar Rabbi Nosson, the husband was Mefer. The husband was Mefer the Neder. But the husband died immediately after he was Mefer the Neder before the end of the day. So there's a special halacha that in order for his hafara to be effective, he has to live to the end of the day. He has to live. Because he did not live to the end of the day, so what he did is null and void. It doesn't count. It doesn't count. So now when he dies, it triggers this principle called Nisraikna, which means the father has to be, if he wants to be made for the Neder, the father has exclusive control over being made for the Neder. And he should exercise it. Achamei Sabal, Choyzo Ha'av, Umeifer, Chelko Shalbal. So the father is made for the father will be made for the chalak of Shobal. Because what the father did is what the Baal did is botul mavutul. In order for the Baal's hafara to be effective, the Baal has to live to the end of the day.
Yeah.
The Baal did not make it to the end of the day and he died. The moment that he died, it's ki'ilu, he did nothing.
Yeah.
That's the halach. He needs to be present to the end of the day. He didn't do it. What he did is botul mavutul. Yeah. So now no one was mefer. The clock is ticking. Who is the old? Who can still be Mefer, could do everything in one shot? The father.
Yeah.
Why? Because we trigger the rule of Nisraikna. Now, Amar Rabbi Nosson, everything we learn over here is Divrei Beis Shammai.
Yeah.
We did it Al Beis Hillel. Oymer Beis Hillel says Ein Yochel Hofer. Ah, Beis Hillel says it's too late. If the husband dies, he's Mefer, and then he dies Bo Bayom. Then she's stuck in the middle. Ein yochol habal, ein yochol lahafer. Now, why not? What is the point of this?
You mean the father cannot be made?
Cannot. What's the point of this? B'mayikam b'vadi. Be shamai sagre, nidorim nami, sheroy la'orus, that are rohoy la'orus, okay, that the orus could have done. Nisroikne rishus la'av, Omega's guys. Okay, that goes back to the two daf ago. Basil Savri, Avia, Ubailo, Acharoin, Mefirin, Nidoreho, Velo, Megas guys. Okay, so we have to see this. This is very long, very hard. And this is over my head. Let's look over here at the Ran. The Ran on this point over here. Omega's guys, Loyah, Vanti, Divi, Harishonim, Beze, Amai, Motsi, Mefer, Av, Lukude, Lube, Shamai. The Amri Megas Gaius Tfei, why is it more partial me be silo the Amri Miklash Kolish? Vioi da filu amar to Megas Gaius Mikomoka Miki Mais Lebal Tavaling Ziza. Alright, I don't know this. I totally don't know this. It's over my head. Start of the show is Bizyonis. We're going to end with the Bizyonis. You don't know the Bizyonis. You came too late to hear the Bizyonis. You missed the Bizyonis in the beginning of the show. In the beginning of the show, we are Bizyonis, and the end is Zygazon. More Bizyonis tomorrow. It's always bizarrenis. Bizarrenis is a... Ain't no davisai. Thank you very much for coming. It's very, very pleasurable to be here. I don't know.